14. Christmas is for love. Christmas is for joy, for giving and sharing, for laughter, for reuniting with family and friends, for brightly decorated packages. But mostly, Christmas is for love. I had not believed this until a small, elf-like student gave me a wonderful gift on Christmas. Mark was an 11-year-old orphan. He was a sweet and gentle child. I had not noticed Mark particularly until he began staying after class each day to help me straighten up the room. We did this quietly, not speaking much. When we did talk, Mark spoke mostly of his mother. Though he was quite small when she died, he remembered a kind, gentle, loving woman. As Christmas drew near, however, Mark failed to stay after school each day. I looked forward to his coming, and when the days passed and he continued to scamper hurriedly from the room after class, I stopped him one afternoon and asked why he no longer helped me in the room. I told him how much I had missed him, and his large gray eyes lit up eagerly as he replied, "Did you really miss me?" "I was making you a surprise," he whispered confidentially. "It's for Christmas." With that, he became embarrassed and dashed from the room. He didn't stay after school any more after that. Finally came the last school day before Christmas. Mark crept slowly into the room that afternoon, with his hands concealing something behind his back. "I have your present," he said timidly. "I hope you like it." He held out his hands, and there, lying in his small palms, was a tiny wooden box. "It's beautiful, Mark. Is there something in it?" I asked, opening the top to look inside. "Oh, you can't see what's in it," he replied, "and you can't touch it or taste it or feel it. But Mother always said it makes you feel good all the time, warm on cold nights, and safe when you're all alone." I gazed into the empty box. "What is it, Mark?" I asked gently, "that will make me feel so good?" "It's love," he whispered softly, "and Mother always said it's best when you give it away." And he turned and quietly left the room. So now I keep a small box crudely made of wood on the piano in my living room. Yes, Christmas is for gaiety and song, for good and wonderful gifts. But mostly, Christmas is for love.